Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. And let me tell you something, God's not studying your prayers. He could care less how you pray, when you pray, and what you pray. Hold your seatbelts. Some of you Luke 18 and 1 people, I can hear you already. Man ought to always pray. But God is not studying your prayers. He said in Mark 11, 24, God spoke to me. He said, I want you to raise up a nation that knows how to talk. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, the divine ability to know how to speak, when to speak, and what to speak, who to speak to. He wakened me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear. How many of you know in Proverbs, the word of God says, the Lord creates the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Somebody say something. All of your five senses, God wants to transmute. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense, to sense, to have enough sense, to sense Him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith, for some of you people trying to get more faith, let me help you. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride.
Uh-huh.
Hear me!
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I hold
somebody's blood.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you? Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things.
Bye.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you? Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things.
Grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Love, hope, radio. Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
We got ladies. One thing, ladies, don't y'all do this. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. Is when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too.
Come on.
The man did this. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar. You can't go, like, that's like saying, I am mad that I am a woman.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. I have the grace to say what I'm saying. Everybody haven't been raped.
That's right.
Oh. Let me tell you something. Both of y'all smoking those joints? Drinking that bit? Come on. Pat, you know. Let me tell you something. Let me drink some water. Hold up. Ladies, one thing, ladies, don't y'all do this. Get off this one-sided. I know you've been hurt. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. Hear me real good. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too.
Come on.
Uh-oh. There
come on.
Yeah. Both of y'all smoking those joints?
well,
Okay, okay. Come on.
Come
on. Y'all,
we'll talk
come
about
on.
It.
Come on. Pat, you know that it ain't going to be long. Then you're both sitting there eating your skip, drinking your pop, ate a little hamburger.
That's right.
Got you an Italian beef. Come on in here.
Yes.
Then the lights out. Y'all in the dark. He acting like he an infant, need to be breastfed.
Oh, you?
Don't go now. You've been there. Don't play with me. Smucking and touching and tipping and slipping and sliding and gliding and riding and hiding.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden it slips in, and then you're going to go to first base, second base, third base, fourth base, fifth base, sixth base, seventh, and eighth baseball game. You done go to all them bases. You get to the 44th base, and after a while, both of you done milk yourself, and then all of a sudden, he raped me. You done cleaned his knob shining, your lips gleaming, and then all of a sudden, you going to wipe yourself, take a shower, and talk about, oh, come to think about it, he raped me because I said no. What the hell?
Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Y'all want to sit here and act all nice. I could be nice, too. Hold up. Let me take a break. Glory to God.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning. Burning. Burning.
And you gonna sit there and then gonna but I'm saved. I'm saved too. But I love the Lord. I love the Lord too. But I'm a missionary. I'm on a mission too. But I got to preach tomorrow. Okay, I'll say amen. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge.
Oh, my God. Lord.
Oh, my God. I heard about him. Oh, he's X-rated. Oh, shut up. You watch X-rated movies too. Sit up here and act like you ain't never pulled a cover. Stop sitting around and act like you don't know what an orgasm is. Like you just showed up. Like you ain't never had sex.
Come on.
God, listen to me. God is not. No, don't be sorry. Hear me again. God is not an excuse for your weakness. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you old as Methuselah. You let a fine woman walk by with some sexy legs, ain't no hair on her legs, and you can tell that shape. Listen, you will mess around and catch a stroke almost, but you're going to look.
That's right.
Ain't nobody. I don't never want to be that deep. My wife know right now. She, I'm going to tell on her because she'll tell on herself. I'm going to give her a chance to tell on herself. She know right now if I'm preaching and I could be in the third gear, I mean flying with wings, I could be up in midair like Michael Jordan. If Neil Long walking to church, I'm going to get stuck in midair.
Yes, Lord.
They're going to have to bring a ladder for me to get down.
Yes.
Wow.
And, yeah. I'm not scared of nobody. You know why I don't believe in lying? If you whoop me, you will never forget my name. Come on in here. I ain't scared of nobody.
No.
What I'm going to lie for? Anybody, look, glory to God. If Neil Long walked in, if you listening right now, girl, don't you ever hug me. I'm going to put your hand on my head to pass out so people think you got the gift of healing.
I say it like this. Will Smith, thank God for their family.
That's Bobby.
Yes, Lord.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
This is going to separate the true from the false. There have been relationships that have not worked. It's not due to the man or the woman. It's due to the wrong principles of relationships. And it is so easy to act as though you're the victim when, if the truth be known, you're really not the victim. Women are emotional creatures. Oh, yeah, very emotional. You can just about look at a woman and tell she has no good man.
Yeah.
Or at least she thinks he's no good. Come on. It doesn't take much discernment for that. Girl, I'm going to go and get me a word. Him lay hands on me. Prophet Bobo is coming to our chat. We'll run to any so-called prophet. You've been through hell, high and low.
Yes, preacher.
That no good man.
Oh, yes, I have.
And then all he has to do, I want you to plant this seed, and God's going to send you somebody that's going to love you back.
Okay.
You know what that is, y'all? Bootleg prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
I call them alley prophets.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Love Talk Radio.
As soon as that man lets you know he's not God, then here comes a scandal.
Come on.
You want a word? Isaiah 30, verse 10. They say to the seers, see not. Prophesy deceit. Tell me a lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to the stage right now one of the greatest gospel singers of our time, Fred Hammond. Come on, Fred.
Yeah.
you a hope. We give you glory. We bless your name.
Our God, you are home. We give you glory. We bless your name. Our Father, you are holy. We give you glory.
most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. And let me tell you something, God's not studying your prayers. He could care less how you pray, when you pray, and what you pray. Hold your seatbelts. Some of you Luke 18:1 people, I can hear you already. Man ought to always pray. But God is not studying your prayers. He said in Mark 11:24, God spoke to me. He said, I want you to raise up a nation that knows how to talk. Isaiah 50:4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, the divine ability to know how to speak, when to speak, and what to speak, who to speak to. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear. How many of you know in Proverbs, the word of God says, the Lord creates the hearing ear and the seeing eye. Somebody say something. All of your five senses, God wants to transmute. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense Him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith, for some of you people trying to get more faith, let me help you. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now, I'm going to look at some. Everybody like this verse. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. Let's go to Ephesians.
Love, Hope, Radio.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you should have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Thank you. tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
We got ladies, one thing, ladies, don't y'all do this. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. Is when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar, too. The man did this. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar. You can't go, like, that's like saying, I am mad that I am a woman.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. I have the grace to say what I'm saying. Everybody haven't been raped.
That's right.
Oh. Let me tell you something. Both of y'all smoking those joints? Drinking that thing? Come on. Pat, you know. Let me tell you something. You drink some water. Hold up. Ladies, one thing, ladies, don't y'all do this. Get off this one-sided. I know you've been hurt. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. Hear me real good. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar, too.
Come on.
Uh-oh. There
come on.
Yeah. Both of y'all smoking those joints? Okay. Come on. Both
come
of y'all,
on. We'll
come
talk
on.
About it.
Come on. Pat, you know that it ain't going to be long. Then you're both sitting there eating your skip, drinking your pop, ate a little hamburger.
That's right.
Got you an Italian beef. Come on in here.
Yes.
Then the lights out. Y'all in the dark. He acting like he an infant, need to be breastfed.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't go like, you been there. Don't play with me. Smucking and touching and tipping and flipping and sliding and gliding and riding and hiding.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden it slips in. And then you're going to go to first base, second base, third base, fourth base, fifth base, sixth base, seventh, and eighth baseball game. You done go to all them bases. You get to the 44th base, and after a while, both of you done milked yourself, and then all of a sudden, he raped me. You done cleaned his knob shining, your lips gleaming, and then all of a sudden, you're going to wipe yourself, take a shower, and talk about, oh, come to think about it, he raped me because I said no. What the hell?
Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Y'all want to sit here and act all nice. I could be nice, too. Hold up. Let me take a break. Glory to God.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jazz. I mean the groove, darling.
Now you're really sending me Jackson.
Out of it just